Approve the letter for the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have our monthly budget report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, sir.
I have the monthly budget report for September. At the end of September, the general county fund had a total of $15,474,222. Road and Bridge CART fund had a total of $2,956,878. Road and Bridge Trust Fund had $15,622,521. In the Law Enforcement Tax Fund, there at the end of September was $9,012,475. And in the Sewer, had $16,867,686. Those are going to be for the tax collecting funds. Total of the funds for the county is at the end of September was $69,026,262. That would be the month of September.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Next, we have our University of Missouri Extension update. With us this morning, we have Mr. Tim Schnockenberg. Did I say it right this time?
You got it. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to give you a quick update of some things happening. I'm an extension field specialist in agronomy based in Stone County. I've been working extension for 34 years, and I feel like it's indeed a pleasure to serve our state's number one industry, and that is agriculture. We may be number two in Taney County behind tourism. But agriculture is still a very strong industry in our county here. And I just work with a team of some really good professionals. Elizabeth Picking is our livestock specialist in West Plains, and she covers Taney County. And also, of course, Jake Heffley has been a great addition here in Taney County as our ag business specialist. And Jake's doing a great job, I can tell you. I spent last week with him. I'm on the leadership committee. With oversight over the 25 grazing schools that we put on around the state for farmers, and in order to teach at a grazing school, you have to go through this training in Linnaeus, Missouri, North Missouri, and so Jake went up there, and he along with 25 others were being trained to teach in those grazing schools, and so. He's doing a great job. I've been very impressed with him, and I think you're very fortunate to have him here in the county. I got a little congestion today, so I apologize. Handling moldy hay. Recently, that'll do it to you.
I'm going to say, if you'd get us some rain, we wouldn't have all this dust.
Exactly. That doesn't help either. Jake's got his hand in several projects. I think many of our state ag business specialists have been using him in several projects, and these are projects that will ultimately come back to help Taney County producers and statewide as well. So my job, you know, of course, is on the agronomy side, and so in agronomy, we assist producers here in the county who have questions and concerns about planting practices of forages, pest management problems like weed and brush problems that we deal with every year. One of the pest problems that really was an outbreak this fall was armyworms. The fall armyworms pretty well decimated a lot of forages this year. And so we had numerous calls about that this year. And frost, I think, this week may actually bring that to an end, hopefully. Also, I work in soil and nutrient management. And so, you know, we encourage the use of soil testing and that sort of thing to have more precise application of new fertilizers when we're fertilizing pasture and hay ground. And that certainly helps with the environmental impact on our lakes and our streams and rivers. So, you know, I've also do a little bit of work with crop producers. And this year, I know we don't have any corn really to speak of in Taney County, but this year in Christian County, we identified a new pest for Missouri that we haven't had before that we believe has impacted our corn crop across southwest Missouri, western Missouri, maybe central Missouri, about 5 to 20% in yield. And so it's called corn stunt. And so me and some other agronomists are monitoring the leafhopper, the corn leafhopper, that has moved in from Mexico and brought that disease to our state on weather patterns. And so we're keeping an eye on that, seeing if it even overwinters here in Missouri. We think it does not, but we don't know that for sure. So I'm monitoring traps every week, even going through the winter, to do that. Nick, you bring up drought, and that's the big question. That's all we've been talking about the last few weeks. The drought monitor, as of last Thursday, pretty much says that most of Taney County is in a D2 drought, but D3 is knocking on our door. I mean, parts of Stone County has a D3 drought. That's kind of a critical time when you hit D3. That's when potential for federal dollars and maybe even state dollars to start happening to help assist producers. We've had producers who've been feeding hay for a month to get their cattle through, which is cutting down our what we thought was a really good hay supply. If we've already been going through a month's worth of hay, that's a problem. And so I think, you know, there's potential if we hit that D3 drought, which we probably will this week, there's potential that some assistance may start coming to assist producers who choose to go that route. So.
And where would people apply for the drought assistance? Through the extension or?
No, we do get a lot of calls, but we don't handle the money.
Right.
USDA offices would handle that. Okay. And I believe for Taney County, it would be through the Greene County USDA office.
Okay.
I believe that's right.
Do they not have one in Ozark now?
No,
Christian.
They shut that one down.
Did they?
So it's
okay.
Greene County now.
I knew we used to go there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's something we've been talking a lot about. I was also, you know, we get a lot of calls about nitrate problems with Johnson grass, sorghum sedan grass, when we had direct drought, and also prussic acid. A lot of people are sitting on seed. They need to replant forages and get some fescue in the ground, orchard grass, wheat, rye, whatever, and they're sitting on seed. There's been a lot of planting, but there's not near the amount of planting that we need, and it's going to be November, and we just don't have the conditions for getting it up right now. So a lot of people are trying to decide what to do with that.
Will it do them good to plant it as dry as the ground is?
Well, I do believe late planting is still worth an effort. I prefer even late planting in the fall to spring planting. I don't think spring planting is always that successful long term.
Yeah. So. Is the reason for that the plant will go mainly root instead of producing?
It won't be strong enough to get through the summer.
Right.
Now, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So. I think if we can get at least a small seedling established in the fall, it has several more months of root development, believe it or not, you know, through the winter. will actually make it stronger coming into the next spring and summer next year. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes from there. I was able to work with our soil and water district here, and the University of Missouri has some funds through the hog project, the feral hog project, to purchase native grass drills, no-till drills, and I made a few contacts, and as a result, the Soil and Water District here in Forsyth was able to get a brand new 10-foot haybuster drill, no cost.
Good. And
so that's available to county producers now to plant native grasses, and that was prompted by the fact that one of our big initiatives right now is to deal with drought mitigation by planting native warm season grasses. And that's been a struggle here in the county. We had a tour in Barrie and Lawrence County this year, very successful. People are really getting on board, looking at native grasses, but I want to have some here in Taney County that we can show. And thanks to NRCS and some of their federal funds that they've been able to come up with for incentives, there are some, and we've had a very successful year. I'm going out to look at some today. One of the problems has been in Taney County is we don't have a native grass drill, one that can handle that fluffy light seed and get it down into the ground. And so now that's not a problem in Taney County. So you can't just use the old no-till drill to get it planted. So
what do you consider the native grass for Taney County?
Well, many of these hillsides, I think at one time, were covered with Indian grass and big blue stem. Mm-hmm. Before fescue came along, most of us can't remember a time before fescue, and so it's just, it's what we know, but Taney County had a lot of native grasses on these hillsides, I believe, in the valleys. Eastern gamma grass might have been another one. And we're, you know, these were natives to our area, and we believe that that could be an answer to a lot of producers to get through some of these droughts that we're experiencing a little bit better through the summer. So hay and pasture, instead of depending solely on tall fescue. So I anticipate we'll have some tours next year, looking at some of these native grass stands. And I'm even talking with this afternoon, meeting with Rob Dalton and a national forest ranger who's actually, they're talking about bringing some native grasses back on some of the national forest lands. So we just feel like that it's, with the incidence of drought that we've been having, it's time for us to kind of rethink what we do and maybe develop a cultural change and start planting some of these as a supplement to our fescue. That's really what I had to share with you today. Do you have any questions or thoughts about directions that we need to be going in the county, in the ag extension?
No.
Can you share the ash trees that we're losing? Is it anticipated that they'll just be wiped out altogether because eventually everyone I see is gradually being attacked?
It does seem that way, and I think that the majority of them will probably die. That's what
throughout the United States. So we'll no longer, the ash wood that we relied upon for different things, that's in the past.
That's my understanding.
That's what I've
hate
been.
Hate to say it, but that's mm-hmm. what I'm hearing.
It's a beautiful wood.
Get a lot of calls about it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some ways to address it, but it's not easy and not cheap. We've had several people call about it. I've looked into ways of treating it. Timing is important. There are ways of specific insecticides that can be used, but once they get in the wood, it's over. You can't get rid of them.
And you don't really notice them till they're in the wood there. I mean, we've taken five down out of our yard, and we've got more to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty widespread.
Mm-hmm.